Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker at this time is David Horn, and we're going back to the Gospel by St. Matthew, and in that chapter 23, I want to read the last three verses of that chapter. And I want you to hear this, beloved friends, if you miss anything I say, oh, let the words of the Savior Jesus fall onto your ears and into a good and honest heart. Our Savior is about to meeting at a place of rejection. The nation of Israel had slain the prophets, and in the next chapter or so, the Savior Himself is going to be slain. It was all known to Him. He knew that, but I want to tell you something. After pronouncing His woes on those men, now look at this tender, loving Savior and hear the language of His voice in verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, what? Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth. I'm leaving you, and let me tell you, I'm leaving, and the day of salvation for you is forever over and gone. Hear this now, till ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Why will they ever say that? Yes, the day is coming when Israel will say, blessed is that one that cometh in the name of the Lord. They did not say that the first time, but again they will repeat that. But he said this, I will return to my place until they acknowledge their sin. Nearly 2,000 years have come and gone since they cut the Savior off out of the land of the living. Nearly 2,000 years have come and gone, and that nation has been left godless and Christless and homeless, and for nearly that 2,000 years, they were out of the homeland. But the day is coming, and it's on us now. They are returning. They have been returning. But remember, the Savior said this. He said, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And I tell you, in that day, it will be a joyful day for them. This has been the saddest 2,000 years in the history of the nation of Israel. They've been driven from post to post. They've been driven from country to country. Every nation has turned against them. What is the cause of all this? Well, they crucified the Savior, the Son of God, their King. And when they did that, they said, His blood be upon us and upon our children. And they have been verily guilty of the shedding of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you can have advantage of that, unsaved men and women. That Savior's blood will cleanse you from all sin. Or should there be a Hebrew listening in, God loves you as a Hebrew, and He wants to save you as a Hebrew, but you must turn to that lovely Savior who died for you on the cross of Calvary. Then you'll get His forgiveness. Then you'll get His salvation, and not until then, or you'll wait till that coming day after the great tribulation when the Lord returns and once again takes up His dealings with His people. But hear this word again. It's the most pathetic language I can think of in the Bible. Oh, Jerusalem! I could see the tears running down His cheeks because the word said, and He wept over that city. He wept over that. And listen, He has wept over you, and the preachers have wept over you, and your Sunday school teachers have wept over you, and possibly you haven't shed one tear for your own sin and your own sin self. And one of these days, friends, you're waking up to the fact, I've played the fool, I've erred exceedingly, I missed the mark, I missed the Savior, and the heaven's door is shut, and I'm on the outside and will be out forever. Well, He said, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thee together, as a hen doth gather her chickens under her wing, and you would not. The mother hen knows how to care for her baby chicks. She has certain calls to feed them and certain calls to protect them, and they respond, they come, and they are safe. You come to Christ, and you also shall be saved and safe.